Just as I took a firm promise from the Jews, I also took a promise from those who declare themselves to be pure followers of Jesus, peace be upon him. They also left out practicing some of what they were advised to do, just as their predecessors from among the Jews did. I then placed enmity and hatred between them, and they began fighting and killing one another, each one declaring the other to be a disbeliever. Allah will inform them about what they used to do and will repay them for the same. After Allah mentioned the people of the scripture and the promises that they broke, He instructs them to have faith in Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the following verse. O people of the scripture, referring to the Jews who had the Torah and the Christians who had the gospel, my messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, has come to you to explain much of what you hide from the scripture revealed to you, and to overlook much of that in which there is no benefit besides disgracing you. The Quran has come to you as a book from Allah, which is a light to guide you and a book that makes clear all of what people require for their worldly and religious affairs. By this book, Allah guides the person who follows faith and does good actions, which please Him, to the paths of safety from Allah's punishment. These are the paths that leads to paradise. He removes them from the darkness of disbelief and disobedience to the light of faith and obedience. And He guides them to the right path, the path of Islam. Those Christians who say that Allah is the Messiah, Jesus, Son of Mary, have committed disbelief. Say to them, O Messenger, who is able to prevent Allah from destroying the Messiah, Jesus, Son of Mary, as well as His mother and all of those on earth, if He wishes to do so. If no one is able to stop Allah from this, it is clear indication that there is no Allah but Allah, and that all of those people, Jesus, Son of Mary, His mother and all of His creation, are all Allah's creation. The dominion of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them, is Allah's. He creates whatever He wishes, and one such creation of His was Jesus, peace be upon Him, who was His servant and messenger. Allah is able to do all things. Nothing is outside His ability. He created Adam without a father or mother. He created Eve without a mother, and He created Jesus without a father. Beneficial points. Not acting on Allah's pledges can lead to enmity, the spread of hatred for another, and infighting amongst those who go against Allah's instruction. The noble Quran guides to the paths that leads to safety from the fire of hell and entry into paradise. The verses refute the Christians who say that Allah became incarnate in the Messiah, peace be upon him, and it makes their disbelief and misguidance clear. One of the proofs for the falseness of the claim of divinity for the Messiah is that if Allah wished to destroy the Messiah, His mother, and all of those on earth, then no one would be able to prevent Him. This proves that they are human. One of the proofs for the falseness of the claim of divinity for the Messiah is that Allah indicates in the verses to His creating whatever He wishes. This shows us that the creation of Jesus, peace be upon Him, without a father is by no means a proof for His divinity, as this form of creation was not something unique. In fact, there was a more astonishing form of creation when Adam, peace be upon him, was created without a father or a mother. Both the Jews and the Christians claimed, "We are Allah's children and loved ones." Say, O Messenger, in refutation of their claim, why does Allah punish you for the sins you commit? If you were His loved ones, as you claim, He would not have punished you by your being killed or disfigured in the world, and by means of the fire of hell in the afterlife, because He does not punish those He loves. Instead, you are just like all other human beings. If any of them do good, Allah will reward them with paradise. If any of them do evil, He will punish them in the fire of hell. Allah forgives whomever He wishes through His grace, and He punishes whoever He wishes through His justice. The dominion of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is in between them, is Allah's alone. To Him alone is the return. O people of the Scripture, Jews and Christians, my messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, has come to you after a period when there were no messengers and when there was a real need for his mission, so that you do not say as an excuse, no messenger came to us bringing good news of Allah's reward, nor any warning of his punishment. Muhammad, peace be upon him, has come to you to give you good news of my reward and warn you of my punishment. I am able to do all things. Nothing is outside my ability. It is through my power that I sent the messenger, and I sent Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the final messenger. Remember, O messenger, when Moses said to his people, the Israelites, O people, remember with your hearts and tongues Allah's favor to you when he made prophets amongst you, calling you to guidance, made you kings in control of your affairs after you were subjugated slaves, and gave you such favors that he had not given to any other people in your time. Moses said, O people, enter the land that has been purified, Jerusalem, and the surrounding area, which Allah has promised that you will enter, and fight the disbelievers in it. Do not become weak before the tyrants, because you will then end up as losers in the world and the afterlife. His people said to him, O Moses, in the Holy Land, there is a powerful and mighty people, and this is preventing us from entering it. We will not enter it as long as these people are there, because we do not have the ability to fight them. If they leave, we will go in. Two men from the companions of Moses, who feared Allah and were afraid of his punishment, whom Allah has blessed by enabling them to obey him, urged their people to fulfill the instruction of Moses and said, enter the gate of the city against the tyrants. Once you go through the gate, you will, by Allah's permission, defeat them, as Allah's custom is to give victory after the means of having faith and making preparation are adopted. Place your alliance and trust in Allah alone if you truly have faith. Faith in Allah requires you to rely on Him. Beneficial points. The fact that Allah punished some of the disbelievers of the Israelites by disfiguring them and by other means proves the falseness of their claim that they were Allah's children and loved ones. Placing reliance on Allah is a means of gaining Allah's assistance.